What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 299, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast on going. With me, we only have Ryan this week. Ryan, sorry. Yeah. What's going on, man?
Not much. Just got home. Like, you know, I haven't done it in a while. Cut it close, but yeah. I don't know. I got on about 10 minutes ago and I'm ready to podcast, play some games, talk some tech.
Yeah. If you guys did miss it last week, we had our friends at Home Gadget Geeks on the podcast, kind of like a year in review episode. So if you want to, you know, check that out, we talk about some of the biggest tech stories of 2021. What some of our favorite products were, products that like really influenced our workflow and everything like that. So definitely check that out. That's episode 298. But we are here, of course, to talk tech. And Ryan made a very long video, but a very detailed and pretty awesome video about Corsair's IQ Elite LCD upgrade kit. Basically, I don't know if you want to explain this, Ryan, but I mean, basically, Corsair finally, NZXT was like the only one that had these LCDs on their AIOs and kind of set them apart, really. And finally, Corsair put one on. But if you
they've had their Elite Capellix coolers for a little over a year now, and they recently came out with their Elite LCD line of coolers, which, like Bob said, had this LCD screen on the cooler, you know, putting them kind of at parity with NZXT and the ability to customize that screen with all sorts of images and monitoring of your system, you know, through IQ, those sort of just customization options that can really set your system apart. So the really awesome thing, though, was that they followed that up with, hey, we also have this upgrade kit for compatible Elite Capellix all-in-one coolers. So we were actually able to upgrade our previously reviewed kit, the H150 Elite Capellix cooler, with the LCD screen. So we went from just addressable RGBs, which looked good on their own, you know, but we were able to swap that out with the LCD screen. And I kind of go through that in the video here, just kind of talking about some of the features of that screen, the process of removing the existing lighting from your cooler and placing the LCD screen on there. And you can actually do this without having to remove the AIO, which I really like. It's a super simple swap.
Yeah, that's really nice, because I think that for a lot of people, AIO installation is challenging as it is. And having something that you can just basically, you remove these four screws, take off the old kind of cover and put this new one on with the screen, it's perfect. And it's really nice, because these new coolers, they start at what, $250?
They're not the cheapest, right? But I mean, the cheapest. But it's nice that you don't have to replace your entire cooler, right? Like you've had this Elite Capellix maybe for a year, and you're like, oh, I'd really like to have this LCD model, but I don't want to spend the money on it. I just spent the money on this one. Now you have an upgrade path for essentially $100 to swap that out. So I mean, it's not a cheap upgrade. $100 is quite a bit. You can buy a pretty nice air cooler for that, and even some basic all-in-one liquid coolers. But if you want to stick with the Corsair ecosystem, you're happy with the performance of your unit, but want some of that extra customization, this is definitely an upgrade to take.
I was very impressed. You guys can see it up in the corner, with the quality of the screen. It does a really, what's the resolution of the screen?
Oh, you had to ask me off the top of my head. when you see what the resolution actually is, you're like, oh, that doesn't seem like much, but you think about it, it's a pretty small screen.
Yeah.
And the fact, you know, that you're jamming that much visual clarity into that small of a space makes it a little more impressive.
Yeah, I think it looks really, really good. You know, and you can put like animated GIFs on it. You can do a lot of really cool stuff. Obviously, you can display temperatures, you can do all that kind of stuff. But I think I really like the upgrade kit because there's a lot of companies that just like won't do that, you know?
Yeah.
And as you said in this video, which you guys should check out on our YouTube page, they already had like that in mind, I think, when they released the Capellix cooler, because again, the connection is on the previous coolers as probably was in development, and they knew it was going to come out. So it's just nice that they do offer the upgrade kit. So yeah, and old man on in the chat says meme screen. Yeah, you can kind of put whatever much, you want on, yeah, one on there, which is kind of fun. But yeah, I mean, it, like I said, it looks really good. And the upgrade path is pretty easy, especially for the fact that you don't have to, you know, you don't have to take it. You don't have to take your existing cooler off. You don't have to unmount it from your CPU socket or anything like that. Just running a couple other cables and things like that. So
yeah, and those cables connect into the Commander Pro or Commander Core that comes with the Elite Capellix cooler already, right? So you don't have to add any of that. It just plugs right in. You remove the old, plug the new in, and it's good to go. That resolution is 480 by 480 on a 2.1 inch screen. So
yeah, I mean, that's pretty good, I think.
There's all sort. Yeah, absolutely. And IQ, you know, working within IQ to change up those animations, you can resize your images and your animations. So if, you know, you've got a larger, smaller image, you can just kind of center it how you want or position it however you'd like, size it to your liking.
Yeah, so Ryan in the video, he goes over the software, and it's really impressive all the stuff you can do. It's much easier than I would say the initial NZXT Cam software was, mm-hmm, as far as putting like custom images on and things like that. I feel like you can do a lot more, and the software is more intuitive to kind of do that. Because I think nowadays, I think that Corsair knows that most people are probably going to put their own image or something kind of fun on the screen. So, yeah. So definitely check that out. Definitely check out the video. Ryan worked really hard on that one, and it came out really well, I think. So definitely check that out. I took a look at an air cooler, a big-ass air cooler, if you guys follow me on social media, that's what I put out there. The Cooler Master Air MA624 Stealth. I also did a video on this, so if you guys want to watch a video as opposed to reading the review, you can go ahead and do that. But this is basically Cooler Master's big ass CPU cooler. Dual fan, dual tower, made for the highest thermal loads, made for the Ryzen 9s, the Core i9s. You know, it's made to handle all of that. It is a big, beefy CPU cooler. And you know, I could just tell you right off with performance, it outperforms the Noctua NHD15 Chrome X Black in our testing as far as load goes. It is a little bit, it underperforms in idle, but I wouldn't say that's massively important. And if you look at our graphs, you can see a lot of our other coolers were at 30 degrees, where the Cooler Master was at 34. But if you go to the low temperatures, you can see it beats all of the other high-end coolers that we've tested, which is very impressive. And it's very, very hard to do that. I think when we talk about air coolers, the Noctua NHD15 is basically the number one cooler on most people's lists. So if you're able to beat that in terms of performance, that's really good. On top of that, this cooler was actually quieter as well. So it was quieter in both of our load tests as well, and the idle test. So it's just a much quieter cooler. One thing I really liked about this cooler is just how easy it is to install. So when it comes to big coolers, you have constraints with inside your case. You know, having a big cooler on a motherboard is just hard to work with. We've seen different mounting systems throughout the years that are good, some that are bad. Cooler Master has actually had some really bad ones in the past, and I've talked at length about them because they were really bad, especially if you're a first-time builder. But this installation is incredibly easy. You don't have to take the center fan out of the cooler. Let me see if I can find a picture of the top of the cooler.
Nice.
Where you can see.
That's so usually like a pain in the butt to have to put back in once you've installed the cooler. So it's nice you don't have to take it out.
Yeah. So at the top of the cooler, you have your two long screws here. And with that implementation, you don't have to remove the center fan. You don't have to put a screwdriver down in the down in the cooler itself, you know what I mean? You basically just plop this on top of your CPU socket and you connect everything. You install like your mounting bars on the sides and everything like that. Sort of like you can see right here. And then you just plop your CPU cooler down onto that and you're good to go. It's really that easy. The front fan is held on with a plastic mount, which is really good because it just like goes right in. You don't have to worry about fan clips. The wire fan clips aren't, I mean, they work, but they're harder to work with. This is easy. You don't bend, I would say, you can't really bend this like you would bend fan clips, which is really nice as well. So just a really well thought out cooler. Now they do include, so both of the fans that come on the cooler are 140 millimeter fans, but then we do have an extra 120 that comes with this. If you have larger memory modules, so they do include a 120. The only issue with that is that if you're not going to use it, it's just an extra part per se, because they don't include like an extra mount to put it on the back side of the cooler or anything like that. And it just, I would say it just adds to the cost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that seems kind of odd.
Yeah.
That they include an extra fan a lot of people probably aren't even going to use.
Yeah, so that just adds to the cost. Now, the cooler is only $100, so it's $99.99, which I think is a good deal considering I believe the NHD 15 is like $120 or $130. It's easier to install, it's quieter, and the performance is better when it comes to load. So I think that this is the best air cooler of 2021 that I've tested. Just like I said, all of those things just make it a better cooler. It does have a top kind of cap on it as well, which I didn't talk about. It's going to make it look kind of better inside your system as well. You have this brushed aluminum kind of top cap here with Cooler Master logo. So overall, if you're looking for a very big cooler that's going to give you a lot of performance, this is definitely, like I said, for 2021, it's the best cooler that we've tested. So
now it looks like those fans are offset a little, or maybe it's just the image. Like the center fan looks to be a little lower.
Yeah, so the center fan is much lower, obviously, okay. Because of the fact that you have more room. And there's only so much room above the fan, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And then this one, you actually would have to move it up a little bit for memory clearance. Mm-hmm. But even so, even, you know, when we had it installed, I'll show you here. You can see that it is up above a little bit. And even so, with that implementation, it still performed better than the, what's it called? It did perform much better than the Noctua NHD 15. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. So definitely check it out. And again, it's only $100, which makes it very competitive against the Noctuas, the Siths, you know, a lot of the other high-end coolers that are around $100, and a lot of like the 120 millimeter AIOs that are around the same price. This is going to give you right around the same performance, if not better. And I would say easier installation than that as well. So
cool.
So yeah, definitely check that review out. And then I took a look at a really cool product. I love Silverstone because they have all of these useful products. We talked about their one product that allows you to turn your smartphone into a remote for your PC as far as turning mm-hmm. it on or off. They now have, do I have it? No, I don't. It's over there. Dang it. I thought I had it over here. They have a really cool NVMe M.2 enclosure that basically turns an extra M.2 drive into a portable SSD. And you know me, I love my portable SSDs. Just got to have
them. Yep.
But I think this is great for a lot of people because, you know, you're coming to a time where a lot of people are moving over to Gen 4. They have an older Gen 3 NVMe SSD that's kind of just sitting around. They might put it in their new system, but they might not. Resale on that stuff isn't that great. So like, it's like, what are you going to do? You know, if you're traveling, if you need a portable game drive or something like that, this is kind of like the perfect thing. So it is the MS-12, which is just a simple little device. that's just, yeah, it's just like this little enclosure. What's really nice about it too is that it's all made of aluminum, so it acts as a heat sink as well. So a lot of those, you know, first generation NVMe SSDs, they do get really hot. They do need some type of cooling. So you do get that with this. Just really simple type C. And this is USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. Gen 2x2 will get you 2000 megabytes a second. So if you have a drive that at least gets that, you should be able to perform right up around that, you know, that type of performance. Inside, all it is just a simple PCB where you install your M.2 drive. It has the thermal tape built in, so you do get that contact and that cooling that you would need. Just a really simple device, super, super simple. We installed our drive in it, no problem, our Kingston KC2500. And as you can see with our speeds, I mean, right up around 2000 megabytes per second, just turning an old drive into something that that you can make useful again. I you know, a lot of times you have old hardware sitting around, like, what can I do with this? This makes it, again, perfect for, you know, portable video editing drive, a portable game drive, a game drive for a console, you know, because it does have that very, very fast speed. Yeah, just a simple, super simple device, performs right up to specifications, very easy to install your drive. It's about $70, which is decently expensive, but if you're not going to make use of your old NVMe drive, it's definitely worth doing that, because depending on the capacity of your old drive, like getting a portable SSD, a USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 portable SSD would be at least around 150, if not more than that. So I think it's a really cool little thing that Silverstone has, and I think Silverstone's great at that. So definitely go ahead and check that review out as well. So that brings us to Case Mod Friday. And we recently had, well, not recently, I guess like a month ago, Intel released their new processors. And with the Core i9 and the Ryzen 9s, we always talk about the cool boxes, you know, the cool retail box. Yep. And somebody did a Case Mod that kind of imitates that. And I think it's really cool. So this is the wafer box build. And you can see the actual box here next to it. Let me bring up a picture. So here's the actual box, and then here is the build. Very, very cool. Kind of simple, but just kind of like, you know, just looks really cool, I think.
Yeah, so. I like this. This is neat. They've matched the retail packaging pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, it's very, very It's just like just one of those cool little things.
Cool little LCD down at the bottom showing the stats of the system. Yeah.
And there's the system.
Nice little compact.
Yeah. And the nice. IPX down there. You can see, as Ryan was talking about, the screen down there, the Ada 64 screen. Really cool. I love little things like this, because it's like, who would have thought of like doing something like that? But it just works out so well. And it kind of fits that theme really, really well. That's just a cool little build. So they have a video as well. If you want to see about the build and how they build it, we have that in the article, so definitely check that out. Just really, really cool stuff to see how that was all kind of thought out and put together. Yeah, definitely check that out. We also have two contests going on. We talked about it a little bit last week. But we are giving away a 3-pack of the Be Quiet Light Wings 3 RGB fans. So we reviewed these fans a little while back. There's currently 6 days left on this contest. Super easy to enter, just like all of our contests. And they're really good RGB fans too, because they're actually made as a fan first rather than like something to look cool. Right. So definitely check the contest out. We have this one going on, and then we also have our giveaway with Patriot. So we have 4 of their gaming products to give away for the holidays. So if you're looking for, you know, gaming accessory this holiday, we got you hooked up here. We're giving away their Viper V770 RGB gaming keyboard, their Viper V765 gaming keyboard, their Viper V380 gaming headset, and their Viper V570 gaming mouse. So two keyboards, a headset, and a mouse we're going to be giving away. So again, a lot of time left on this one, 21 days left on this one. So again, same thing, super easy to enter. So get your entry in for both of our contests there. And what do we got? We got news this week and not a whole lot going on, but we did have a GPU launch, but it's not anything super crazy exciting.
New 3000 series? What's new, Bob?
Yeah, so NVIDIA decided to re-release their GeForce RTX 2060. The big update is that they put 12 gigabytes of memory on it, a VRAM on it. So we talked about this when it was rumored. It makes sense, right? To not only make this card more available so people want it as far as availability. They have a lot of these older GPUs that they need to make use of. They also, having that 12 gigabytes of VRAM really helps for a lot of people who, a lot of miners, this is going to be a card that miners would want more. So this helps with people buying this card instead of like a 30 series. So maybe more 30 series become available. Yeah,
maybe.
But yeah, completely no Founders Edition, nothing like that. All AIBs came out with this card. Again, the more cards that are out there in the market, so we don't have scalpers buying everything, and so prices can hopefully return to normal. I'm a fan of that. So hopefully we see... Yeah, hopefully, you know, we see more people. And the 2060, and especially if you, you know, get 12 gigabytes of VRAM on it, it is going to be still a lot better than we've seen. Was it the GTX 1650 still selling for like $300-$400?
Yeah, their prices are just still stupid.
Yeah, so getting this is a little bit better than that. And hopefully, if there are a lot in the market, again, lower prices would definitely be a good thing. So yeah. Also, the EEC, which is basically the regulatory body that you have to put your products through to get into certain countries, basically confirmed that we will have an RTX 3080 12 gigabyte and an RTX 3070 Ti 16 gigabyte. So let's talk about the RTX 3080 12 gigabyte first. RTX 3080 initially launched with 10 gigabytes of GDDR6. It was just GDDR6. I don't think it was GDDR6X. I could be wrong. I might be. But in any case, they're adding 2 gigabytes to this.
Doesn't seem like... Bump it up to 16. Come on.
Yeah. So this EEC report comes from Gigabyte. So they're going to have 10 GeForce RTX 3080 12 gigabyte models. I guess you only need 12 gigabytes because you have, you know, a lot more horsepower in this, I guess. And I don't know. Just adding 2 more gigabytes just seems... Yeah, like you said, like, why not give us 16 gigabytes? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that bump just doesn't seem, I don't know,
yeah, worthy. And then you have the RTX 3070 Ti 16 gigabytes. So the 3070 Ti launched with 8 gigabytes of VRAM, and now they're doubling that to 16, which I think is a much better upgrade. Is this like the new super thing that, like, is this, are they just,
I don't know, because we've only had the supers on what, the 20 series, right?
Yeah,
they haven't had them anywhere else. It was just like an experiment almost. I don't know.
Or like, are they gonna, you know, is
supers later?
Yeah, because we don't know, that has not been confirmed, like, what, you know, are we getting a bump in clock speeds or anything like that when it comes to the actual processors? Are they going to be using the same SKU of processor? We don't know that, but it's like, okay, this is about, I mean, it's been a year since the 30 series launched, at least for the 3080. So that's like upgrade time. But I mean,
yeah, but we're not, yeah, this is, these are just kind of memory bumps.
Yeah. So, and it's like, it just, again, it's more SKUs into the product stack that's confusing, because you're still going to be able to buy a regular RTX 3080, right?
Yeah.
And then you have a 12 gigabyte model. And as a normal consumer, you're like, okay, which one, you know, there's 10 of these, which one is the 12? Yeah. It's just
right. More and confusing. The fact that, yeah, they've got 10 models of just the 3080, 12 gig is, so now what, you have 20 models of 3080s
just from Gigabyte. Yeah.
Just from Gigabyte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to distinguish these. Like NVIDIA is going to distinguish these as supers. Obviously, they're not going to be TIs, because again, we have the 3070 Ti. So I don't know. I like the 3070 Ti bump. I mean, doubling your VRAM is definitely nice. Do you think this is because they can't get enough? Like, so for like a new chip, like a new, not even 4000 series, but like a refined chip for like a super upgrade, you know, it would be a higher bin chip. It's just because it's unavailable.
Just not available yet.
Yeah.
But they can get memory in.
Yeah. Like they can just get the memory in.
Maybe. It's possible. Yeah.
Like is memory more available than the GPUs currently? Because I mean, this,
I feel like it is. I mean, yeah, we've had trouble getting DDR5, but I don't know, maybe that is the case.
Yeah, old man in the chat has said extra memory to justify extra price. Yeah. I mean, it is, I mean, we go to this thing now where they have to have an update every year, right?
Yep.
They, you know, and they have to compete against AMD and hopefully Intel here coming soon. So yeah, we'll see. We expect these to be announced at CES in January. That's what we've talked about, especially the 3070 Ti 16 gigabyte. We've talked about that. It should be announced at CES in January. So definitely stay tuned for that. Also in this listing was a Radeon RX 6500 XT, which seems that it's going to be a 4 gigabyte card. We've talked about the 6500 XT. No official word from AMD on that, but it's in here. So we assume that will be coming out as well. So yeah, it looks like January is going to be, at least we'll get some kind of new cards and hopefully more in the market. NVIDIA did say that in the second half of 2022, that the GPU supply will improve, at least according to them.
Hopefully.
Their CFO Colette Kress was talking at the UBS Global TMT conference earlier this week, and she basically said that they're working to work on the supply chain issues, and that, you know, that hopefully in Q2 of 2022 there won't be as much supply chain constraints, and that more cards will be available on the market. We'll see. We've been guessing for basically a year when more graphics cards will be available, when we won't see scalping, when we won't see absurd prices for graphics cards, when we'll see MSRPs, cards sell for their actual MSRPs again.
When did we start talking about chip shortages? Do you remember what time of year it was last year?
It was around this time, because the 30 series launched November.
Yeah. But I don't feel like we were, you know, like,
I think
everybody kind of realized it was probably happening at that point, but I don't think it had really become a story yet.
It was more coming into January, because I believe in January, that's when old man bought his system to get the 3080, I believe.
Yeah,
because it kind of happened then. We're like, you know, when the 30 series launched, you had that launch rush, and then you were able to get them, and then they kind of just disappeared. Yeah. You couldn't get anything, and then that's when you saw the insane prices start popping up and all of that. So, and I think that's when you know, as you got into the January, February, you know, all the lockdowns and all that kind of accelerated all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, I would hope that we do see, again, we've been saying this, but more graphics cards come into the market, availability, and just prices just get back to normal so people can build computers with a graphics card they want at the price that they should be getting it at. So we'll see how kind of all of that goes. Also really cool, and it's not clear because this motherboard isn't like officially, I mean, it is out, but it we don't know a whole lot about it. MSI's Meg Z690 Godlike was spotted in a store. And it appears, according to this photo, that it comes with in 360 millimeter AIO, mm-hmm. as well as DDR5 memory in the box.
Wow.
Which means which again, we don't have like official pricing on this, but I mean, that could make this motherboard close to $1,500. But you're getting the DDR5, you're getting the 360 millimeter AIO. So you'll get MSI's own Meg Core Liquid S360, and then Kingston's Fury Beast DDR5. It's unclear which the capacity and the speed. I would guess, because it seems like 32 gigabytes is the standard, it would be a 32 gigabyte kit running at around, you know, 6,000, 6,500, 6,600 megahertz. That's pretty cool. I do like that because
it takes some of the hunt out of it for you, you know, like,
yeah,
especially on the memory side.
Yeah. So that's interesting because we haven't seen we've seen bundles, like you can get a new, you know, Newegg and Amazon bundles, but we haven't seen a motherboard manufacturer work. I mean, they're only working with Kingston because the AIO is theirs, but we still haven't seen kind of like a collaboration like that, I don't believe. You know, I think Gigabyte should do their own because they make coolers, they make memory, they should do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, because again, DDR5 is going to be the limiting factor when it comes to building a Z690 system. You can get motherboards, you can get the processors, but the DDR5 is really hard to find right now. So no clue, again, how much this would be, but just based on the price of the parts, it's going to be over $1,000 for this motherboard in this packet, in this this combo. Now, it's unclear if this combo is how the motherboard's going to be sold, or if
like you the only just, way.
Yeah, the only way. It's very unclear. We're not sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it says like Z690 Godlike Liquid or something, right? Where it is kind of a designated bundle package. That would be interesting to see if they did that.
Yeah, and there's nothing on, besides this little thing, it doesn't say like Z690 Godlike Bundle or Special Edition or anything like that. You know, old man said that would be funny if Newegg would try to bundle the board with more DDR5. You know, like one of their bundles, the other would be kind of funny. Yeah, it's like I said, it's unclear. Once we get more information, I think at CES, we'll get more information on this board and the pricing. But they were able to open this up and look. I mean, that's a big board, too. That's like
huge.
Yes, yeah, it's sick board. But yeah, very, like I said, I think that's cool. I think hopefully maybe because of supply chain issues, we might see more stuff like that. I think it's good for the consumer. It, you know, you go on PC Park Picker and you're not sure what's going to fit. And the what I was thinking too is if you look at the motherboard, this section right here is tight.
You're not showing it.
Oh, hey. This section right here is very tight. For specific CPU coolers, you know what I mean? And then this cover and this heatsink here is also decently large, so that could limit coolers. So if they have a cooler that they know is going to fit on there, so you won't have issues, it just makes it better for the consumer as well. So yeah, I want that motherboard. So MSI, send me one over. Yeah, very, very awesome motherboard. Also, this is kind of interesting. And again, we've talked. I know that we don't cover Apple products. We don't review Apple products. But we talked about Apple's M1 chip, M1 Mac, M1X now, MacBook Pro. Just great for Apple and just really great for the PC industry in general, because if Apple is making their own chip, Intel has to compete against that. And you see better chips come out for, you know, Windows-based machines and things like that. But somebody was doing they were able to get like a die picture of the M1, and there's like this, it's kind of hard to see in the picture, but there's like this unknown area on the chip itself, which makes they said that it's going to allow them to scale it to where you could put multiple chips together. So this is kind of what somebody had come up with. You know, you could have multi chip modules with this. Like you see, that's how AMD Ryzen processors are put together. I think this could be really good, especially as we get into Apple desktop systems and things like that. And even a higher end MacBook Pro that was, you know, for like video editing and things like that. I think it opens the possibility to see this. I don't know if we're going to see this from Apple, but I think that it could happen. You know, we have heard rumors of, you know, Apple 16 core, 32 core chips. So we'll see if this is kind of how they do that with these,
the Jade 2C die.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it just opens up the possibilities. It's really cool to see. The tech is really cool to see. And just how Apple was able to come out with a chip that was so much better than the Intel offering, and they fully control it and all of that. And again, I know that we don't typically cover this stuff from a tech perspective. It's very cool. From a business perspective, it's very, as Ryan said, very impressive. Just cool stuff. So we'll see in the future if we see like a multi-chip module from Apple kind of come out to power their either high-end laptops or their Mac, you know, their Mac Pros. The cheese grater, as they call it, the $32,000 cheese grater that they have. Maybe that will make it less expensive. I don't know. We'll see. So that's very, very cool. And then on the gaming front, we didn't talk about this last week, but over Thanksgiving, a new concurrent user record was set on Steam. So that's people logged into Steam. It peaked at 27.3 million people logged in at once.
Was that on Black Friday?
November 29th. Yeah, that was the peak. What day was that? Was that Thanksgiving?
No, that was the 29th, Cyber Monday.
Yeah, so it peaked then. Obviously, it also, this did coincide with Steam's autumn sale, I think it's over now, but they had some good deals and stuff like that. Obviously, the most popular game, still Counter-Strike Global Offensive, 800,000 players, Dota 2, 650,000 players, PUBG Battlegrounds, 320,000 players. But it's still kind of insane that Steam is just keep on breaking these records just over and over and over again. Especially when you have new competition with Epic Game Store and then the Microsoft Store as well. And those exclusives that are coming on those, you still have so many people on Steam. And it just makes me think like how much they're just printing money. They're just printing money.
Well, it makes me wonder how many like concurrent, I'd be curious to see Epic's numbers specifically related to Fortnite, what those concurrent numbers look like sometimes.
Yeah, that would be.
I don't know if I've ever seen those.
I have not. But yeah, so very cool. A lot of gamers. And holidays are the perfect time to game, I feel. Off work, off school, don't have a whole lot to do. You're kind of winding down towards the end of the year. You know, a lot of people get the last 2 weeks off of the year these days.
And if you're like a college student or something, you know, come back for the holidays, or you're just like, yeah, that'd be the perfect time.
You don't want to hang out with your family, you know?
Yeah, you don't have,
you know.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I miss those days.
Shinny, who's going to be gaming with us later, he says, every day is a perfect day to game.
Some people even take the day off to game.
Yeah, did Shinny do that recently? And then Old Man said he's been playing Forza Horizon 5, and he said he was playing Just Cause 4 on Steam during Thanksgiving. Yeah, just always some good games, and it's so good because you get these Steam sales, and you buy all these games, and then you never play them, and it's like the holidays, you're like, oh, what's even in my Steam library? Let's go see what I've never played. Yeah. And it's just great to jump in a game that might be 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, but you have a lot of fun playing it. And again, it a lot of times it gets you away from all the craziness of family and all that kind of stuff. So very cool. We are going to be gaming after this. So definitely stay tuned for that. Coming next week, I'll be taking a look at this keyboard. Which is the
IQNX.
This is the IQNX L80, which is very similar to the A80, sort of built on the same platform, although the chassis is slightly different colorway. It's just a little bit different. It's made to be a typing keyboard. So if you're doing a lot of typing, programming, things like that, I think these days a lot of programmers, they want that cool keyboard that can look really cool but also perform really well on their desk. So this has the Gateron blues, and if Brian knows me, I like the blues. They're, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but they're the clicky mechanical switches. This is the wireless version as well, so you can use it wired, you can use it via Bluetooth, and it does come with a 2.4 gigahertz dongle. So a lot of cool stuff to do there. In the chat, we have Kosher Tech. What's up, man? You're getting here towards the end. But he finally made it. He finally made it in here. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we've seen you in here. So happy holidays to you. But we started late. So I think that he would have missed it in the normal time. So, but definitely stay tuned for my review of this keyboard. The IQNX. I feel like IQNX is one of those brands because everybody's into building their own keyboards these days. But I think that if you're like me and you don't have time to learn how to do that or time to even build it, they make some of the best fully put together kind of cut. They're not completely custom, but they're fully built and they look like something that's a custom keyboard. And I really like that.
Yeah, I started working on these custom keys, trying to make some. And so it got me looking at the mechanical keyboards subreddit and all these things. I'm like, oh man, these are great, they're expensive. I'm not ready to spend that money at all.
Yeah, it's not very, very expensive. And then Ryan will be taking a look at a Gen 3 NVMe SSD. Mm-hmm. This is the Patriot Viper VPN 110. 300 megabytes a second read, 3000 megabytes a second write. So,
pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
NVMe drive, Gen 3.
Yeah, so we'll have that stuff for you next week. Hopefully we'll have another video for you next week on the YouTube as well. So we come to the end here, and of course we talk about anything tech related. Did you do anything tech related or buy anything? We were talking about that last week. Yeah, we were talking about Black Friday.
For Black Friday. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I bought, this isn't really tech related. Let me see if I can bring it up on my Amazon. I bought a power washer.
Yeah, you were showing me that. You're like, and at first I was like, yes, that's a picture of one. But then I realized, oh, it was him using it to power wash his patio, your deck. So
yeah, so I bought this, and this was like cheap for power washers. And so I bought this.
Dang, it's
cheap. Yeah,
that's a good price.
Yeah, so it's the Vars cordless pressure washer. It's not technically a power washer. It's a pressure washer, which is different. So I live in an apartment. I don't have a outside water connection, and I was looking for something that I could clean my my balcony off with, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this thing, you know. And what's cool about it is that it comes, I don't know if there's a picture of it, it come. Oh, wait, can I bring this up here? So it comes with like this hose that you just put in a bucket, and they actually include a collapsible bucket. It's like perfect. It's this runs off a battery. Like I was, this is one of those like Amazon purchases that I was incredibly impressed with. You know, most stuff you buy on Amazon, you're like, yeah, this is kind of what it is. You know, but this thing just, it just worked, and it like, it was everything that I wanted and no issues, super easy to set up. So if you're living in a place where you're renting, you might not have access to like a hose, or, you know, and you want something that's not going to like use gas, you know, like I know a lot of people who have pressure washers, they're gas, but like, this is all electric, uses a battery, and it works really well. So yeah. And Kosher Tech said power washer for the car. Yeah. So you could technically use this for your car too. So like, again, I have a garage here, but I don't have any, I don't have access to a hose or anything. So you can fill the bucket up, and it does come with the kind of foam sprayer as well. So you could put soap in this foam sprayer here, and you could wash your car very easily. So yeah.
Yeah. I like the fact that it's essentially, you know, cordless other than being attached to the water hose, but
yeah,
still it's like, I showed you a picture of mine then, you know, it's one of those carts that sits on wheels and plugs in and hooks up to the garden hose and all of that. Yeah. It's a pain to get out, especially if you're like, boy, it'd be really nice to use the power washer on this, but it takes more time to get it out, set it up, than it does to like actually clean or do whatever you're gonna do. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
And Kosher said, what am I using it for? I was cleaning off my balcony. So where I live in San Diego, and there's like just like a lot of like dust and stuff in the air, and that just gets all over the all over my balcony, and I just needed something to clean. And I just thought about like getting a bucket and just like throwing it out there, but this does a much better job.
It looked like it was doing a good job. Yeah.
Yeah. It does a really good job. So yeah, so very cool purchase. Beyond that, I haven't watched anything.
This last week flew by for me anyways. It was,
I think this end of the year is going to fly by. Like it's crazy. We're already 8 days into January or into December, yeah. You know, and then it's just going to come quick. Like Christmas, New Year's, it's all going to come really quick. So
yeah.
So yeah.
CES news coming up pretty soon too. Yes.
Yeah. All kinds of good stuff coming. So we have a lot of reviews coming. I have a lot of stuff to be working on here. And so does Ryan. So we're excited for all of that, but we're going to be doing some gaming. So head on over to twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. We will be over there playing some Apex Legends. What's the event called, Ryan?
The special event? It is Winter Express.
Yeah, Winter Express, which is a really cool kind of game built into Apex Legends. Yeah. So we're doing that. As far as next week, I'm not sure if we're going to do it on Wednesday because The Matrix comes out Wednesday, and I was trying to go see it, but it's like, it's sold out. So I don't know. Well, and it will more than likely be back here next Wednesday, but if it does change, we'll definitely let you guys know. Thanks everybody for coming out. Old Man, Shinny, Kosher. Good to see everybody in the live chat. And of course, everybody who listens later, we definitely appreciate you. So we'll see everybody.